singing about profoundly glorious truth. And it lifts up your soul, and in response, your emotions pump adrenaline into your lungs, and out come the words of praise. But if you feed the flesh continually, if your emotions are never connected to any true understanding of sound theology, then people are living, surviving on disconnected emotions fed by fleshly impulses, ecstatic experience, mindless mumbling in gibberish. This is not a paradigm for true sanctification. And so the inside superstructure of this kind of Christianity is faulty because you're trying to live godly without a proper understanding of God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, and spiritual truth with relation to sanctification as it's given in Scripture. You're just trying to make it from one high to the next high to the next high. It's essentially what Galatians 3:3 says. You don't begin in the Spirit. That would be referring to regeneration, being born of the Spirit. You don't begin in the Spirit and then become perfected by the flesh. But you just watch the people. You see them in this kind of environment. Detached, in mental neutral. They have been told, they have been trained that if they want to speak in tongues, they have to put their brain in neutral and let the Holy Spirit take over. If they want miracles from God, they have to fall over backwards in what is called being slain in the Spirit. It's all a part of that kind of genre and the absence of a real sound understanding of doctrine, which would begin with a true understanding of God and His glory that can cultivate a genuine love for God, a love for holiness, and a love for obeying God. Second thing you learn from this, and this is a related thing, the first thing you learn is that a wrong paradigm for sanctification cannot restrain the flesh. The second thing you learn is true doctrine is critical. True doctrine is critical to everything. When I look at this kind of Christianity that is high profile, massively emotional exercises by people desperately chasing some emotional experience that will help them overcome the struggles of their own flesh, when